Conditions may not be ideal for the media in Zimbabwe, but this has not slowed down the growth of an independent print media. The Daily News on Sunday has hit the newsstands. This at a time when there are already four Sunday papers in the country. Bill Saidi is the newspaper's editor. He believes that as long as the paper offers readers something different, there is always room for more. Mr. Saidi says the idea for the Daily News on Sunday is to provide an analytical view of events unfolding in the country and to offer some easy reading to help people relax on Sundays.
And we believe that apart from the entertainment aspect, which I think is also very, very important for Zimbabwe, the political, economic and social aspects are vital. And we think that we can do our part in making people more aware of the problems facing this country.
The Daily News on Sunday is the sister paper of the Daily News, which was launched in 1999. At that time, the only two daily newspapers on the market were state-controlled. The Daily News, however, appeared to indicate that readers wanted an alternative voice, since it quickly became the biggest selling daily in Zimbabwe, a position it still holds to this day. The paper has, however, had its share of run-ins with the authorities. These include the arrest of its journalists and the bombing of its offices and printing press. Despite this, the Daily News is the only newspaper in the country that has refused to register under the requirement of the Controversial Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act, which President Robert Mugabe signed into law soon after he was re-elected last year. The Daily News is challenging the constitutionality of the act in the courts. Mr. Saidi said AIPA, as the act is popularly known, is not going to deter him and his staff.
Really, I think that the whole concept of the Access to Information and Protection of Privacy Act is anathema to democracy. It's absolutely evil. And I think that every journalist worth his salt should fight this law. And we are going ahead as if nothing had happened, because I know that if it is not AIPA, they will introduce something else. This government seems determined to deny the people a chance to get at the truth.
Zimbabwe's Supreme Court struck down a part of the act earlier this month. The Daily News on challenge goes before the court next month. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.